You know, mind has very mystical qualities. It's a world of mysticism. That's what the world is, because it's a divine dream or a cosmic dream, and you are part of that dream. And the idea is to wake up to this fact, or wake up as much as possible, so that you can see life clearer, with more understanding, with more love, with more tranquility, with more peace. This is the idea. So that you can have just a normally everyday beautiful life with your spouse, your children. And when you start to find the secret of mind and consciousness, then you too will realize it is really a secret. You can't give it away, but you can express it. And this is what those wise people from Hawaii in the past, the ones that had the secret of Huna, the secret of the mind. This is the way they gave wisdom to the people. This is how they kept the Aloha Spirit alive. The Aloha Spirit, love, understanding. And this is where the secret lies. It always lay there. And when I found what I found, I realized that those people in Hawaii were talking the same thing. And I'd be very, very wrong in assuming that I know anything about the Hawaiian religion. I am very ignorant to the fact. I'm simply saying they knew the secret of Huna, the secret of the mind. And when you find the secret of the mind, you find the secret of psychology, because this is what it is. It's a psychic reality. It all stems from mind, soul, and spirit. And it is all work via thought. And whatever we put in our thoughts is what creates our reality. And we all see different realities because we are all individual human souls playing this game called life. And whatever troubles we get into, we could say it's natural because we are within the boundaries of nature. But to find the secret of the mind, the secret of mental sickness, which leads to our character, which leads to the behavior of the world, you must look within to find the secret of thought. Because it is via thought that we unfold, and the way we unfold life is via our thought. Everything comes via thought. Literally, totally, everything comes via thought. Of what's more important, not just the thought, but the content of the thought. That you can't separate the content and the thought, because they're both spiritual things. That is what consciousness is. Everything comes via consciousness. Everything is consciousness. The manna that is spoken of in the book Second Chance is that very essence I'm talking about. It is manna that clears the ignorance of the soul. Manna is quite invisible and can only be brought about by a beautiful feeling, the aloha feeling. Now, if you were some other place in the world, you'd probably have another name to give to this beautiful aloha feeling. But to me, my love for Hawaii, I respect the Hawaiian people. I really like saying the aloha feeling. It describes my feeling. And the aloha spirit is where that power comes from. Because the secret of the mind, the secret of psychology, the secret of theology, the secret of all things derives from mind, soul, and spirit via thought. I'll say that again. And the soul is the connection between the mind and the spirit. And that soul is pure consciousness. You see, the happiness you're seeking in your marriages, or the happiness that you're seeking in life, or the ultimate of knowledge that you require, will never be found unless it comes via a positive feeling. Let's say the aloha feeling. As a matter of fact, it's the feelings that are opposite from the aloha feeling that create our insecurities and our fears and our phobias. It's a weakness in us. Because somewhere along the line, we've forgot the power of our own thoughts. And we don't realize that we live via thinking. To get a family together, you must think positive. Forget your old angers, because all they are thoughts that you have carried through time. Simple thoughts carried through time that create a belief system. And you hang on to it with negativity against your spouse or your children or your country or whatever, eh? But all in thought. And if it's negative, it's hurting you and it's hurting other people. And all you have to honestly see, if you want a happy relationship with husband and wife, or if you want to see life better, have to see that in the past you went through the problems, but it's now and it's still just thought. And if you've got to think your way, you must think positive. That is the power of the aloha feeling, the aloha spirit. Eh? See, the aloha feeling, the aloha spirit is much, much deeper than most people realize. If you really look at it carefully, it's unfolding the secret of psychology. Truly, it really is. And it's all extremely common sense. Very simple common sense. It's 2 + 2 = 4. Not until that person themselves start to see to a different level of consciousness, a higher way of seeing things, a more positive way of seeing things, where common sense and mental health appears. And this is where the aloha feeling is found, because when you feel good, you see the world good, and you if you're at work, you work harder because you feel good. You put your life and your heart and soul into it, eh? You put your heart and soul into everything you're doing because you feel good. And that's the same with your marriage. And if you can find this positive feeling towards each other, as husband and wife, like what you did when you were first married, you see, you haven't lost anything. You've just put a whole bunch of negative thoughts into the marriage to stop you from seeing each other as you saw each other then. The love's still there. The aloha's still there. It's just hidden in the junk pile. Now, if you go and see something about your marriage to try and fix it, be careful. Don't go in the junk pile. Look for the aloha feeling, the nice feeling. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for what you used to have. And you can never find it through negativity. You cannot find it from the past because now it's just a thought in time. But you can find it if you stop this world from racing in your head with all those silly little thoughts, those negative thoughts that are driving you crazy. If you can just forget them, just for an instant, and see to a deeper reality that you've got what you want. Now, a lot of people think, well, I can never get my youth back. You've got something far more beautiful than your youth. You've got whatever you are now. It was really a beautiful feeling for many people I know to be called middle age, because they had walked into a new feeling of life, a new thought, a new system. They didn't think old. Then people get up to another age and they say, well, now I'm old. That again is another world, another reality which should be enjoyed, but not trying to hold on to the past, to be what you used to be, because it's what you are now is the most important thing in the world. And truly, my friends, if you can keep in a positive, beautiful, aloha feeling, you will never go wrong. It will help you throughout your entire life, because it will be your feeling, your aloha feeling. So thank you and mahalo, and perhaps someday we'll talk again about the unraveling of the beautiful feeling called aloha.